everyone. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com, and Inspiring Parents and Kids. And today on our podcast, we're going to cover a kidbit. Now, a kidbit, as I've explained before, is a little tidbit on parenting from my book called Kidbits, Inspiration for Parents. And it's a book that, it's just a tiny little book that when you're having a moment with your kids, you can pick up, open up, and look for some brilliance. So today's kidbit may impact you because you're listening to this right now. So think about how it will play in your life with what's come up for you recently, what you're wanting to look at, anything like that. See where it fits because everything happens for a reason. Today's kidbit is being right worth the cost of your self-esteem, your child's self-esteem, and the quality of your relationship with your child? You know, before a child reaches the age of reason, which is around age 7, they're the center of their universe. Everything and everyone revolves around them. Everything's about them. It's the way it is. It's a reality. And it's something that we can't necessarily relate with because they are these pure little innocent beings that come in here. But they don't have the reasoning skills yet, which is a good thing in some cases. But in that time, they are gathering information and data that they will use as the basis for their beliefs, their thoughts, and therefore their habits, how they will be successful in the world, who they will be in the world. They are gathering that information now, and that's why parenting is the most important job on the planet, because we are helping guide these beings to be the best they can be. So when we were growing up, we would relish the knowledge that we did something right because it was more common to be told what we were doing wrong rather than what we were doing right. Have you noticed that? That you're with your kids, you may be focusing more on the negative rather than the positive in who they are and what you're creating with them. So it's more common to be looking for the negative, what they're doing wrong, what you need to pick on them for. In our sense of non-reasoning, when we were doing something wrong, that meant judgment and criticism. So a child is going to see that as judgment or criticism and program that in, you know, because they don't want to be wrong. Wrong translated into pain, and therefore it's a withholding of love. They didn't love us when we were doing something wrong. So if you were right, then we were probably sometimes praised or shown love, sometimes not. Something, nothing was done or said. So we were just left alone, which was certainly better than pain. But we were also learning that that's not that great either. So our parents are our world at that age, before the age of reason. They provide our safety and our security. Therefore, if they don't love us, it's serious. It's life-threatening to a child. Young children strive on their parents' love for more than anything else. It gives them a sense of safety, security, and a self-worth. So being right means love. Being wrong means pain. And a new programming is locked in that moment that they will carry for the rest of their lives. I'm not trying to put pressure on you because we grew up the same way. We all do the best that we can and we can't beat ourselves up for it, but we can become more conscious to what we're doing in the future. Because what happens also is this is reinforced in school. If you were right, you got good grades, which really didn't mean much except that you weren't going to have to experience the pain. If you got things wrong or had bad grades, you would be embarrassed in front of your peers or even humiliated. Either way, there was some form of pain involved. And this just reinforced your worth in the eyes of others and continued to set the stage for your future beliefs. It locks in a program that you want to do things right. Always do things right. Don't make mistakes. Don't do things wrong. Or else you're in trouble. And that's how we measure ourselves in the world. We've created this dynamic. As we grow up and we become parents, that need to be right still looms underneath. It's an unconscious program that is always running unless we become conscious to it. When a situation comes up that throws us back into a state of needing to be right, we're back in our childhood and measuring our value in society by how we do things. we are a child pretending to be an adult, because that's where we've been thrown back into. Only now that we're adults, when we need to be right, it usually means we're making someone else, or in this case, our child, wrong. And this highly impacts our child's self-esteem, just as it affected your self-esteem when you were young. But deep down, we know it's not helping the situation, so it is also lowering our self-esteem. We're not feeling good about our behavior because we know it's not good, but that program is still running. We know it's not a powerful parenting position, but we have been thrown back into our past and can't see it or don't even know what to do about it. So this Kitbit puts you back into the present moment, being conscious to what that underlying program is and how it impacted you today and how it's impacting your child. So watch yourself during the day. When you have to get attention for being right, it's usually at the cost of somebody else. If you say, "I told you so," how old are you being in that moment? Being right or wrong is really a matter of opinion. So don't let the label affect your self-esteem, your child's self-esteem, or your relationship with them. Is whether you're right or wrong really that important anymore? If so, why? And at what cost? Let's change it so our children don't have to grow up measuring their value on whether they're right or wrong. Let's teach them the love of learning. There's no right or wrong. There are no mistakes. And it doesn't matter if they don't know something. Those are all just opportunities to grow and to learn and to build great relationships together by doing it together. And that's what that Kitbit's all about. Being right or wrong is a matter of opinion. Don't let a label affect your self-esteem, your child's self-esteem, or your relationship with them. And that's a Kitbit from my Kitbits book by Marilyn Forman. And this is Inspiring Parents and Kids. Hopefully this is a great inspiration and a learning for you. Keep following us. You can go to marilynforman.com and look for the Inspiring Parents blog. And keep being brilliant. Enjoy who you are and how you got here and how conscious you are to now shifting into somebody that's even better because you're becoming conscious to it. I so appreciate you listening to this podcast and being open to more learning and growing and letting yourself become better than who you even thought you could be. Have a fabulous day.